Numbers chapter 21 and verse number 4, it says, "And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, 'Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread.'" Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time that has been set aside for preaching the Word of God. Thank you for giving us a Bible with the truth that we can read it, study it, glean from it, learn from it, be challenged from it, blessed by it. And I pray that you use the preaching of your Word this morning. Speak to our hearts and help us, Lord. Amen. Now in this passage, God is talking about the children of Israel. And the children of Israel had been in bondage where? In Egypt, okay? And God had called a man named what? Moses to deliver them or to lead them out of Egypt. And you know the story how that God did many miracles through Moses in the sight of Pharaoh, 10 different plagues he brought upon the Egyptians. And then God, by His mighty hand, brought them out of Egypt. And they crossed what? The Red Sea. Could you imagine being at the Red Sea crossing? I mean, to the back is the Red Sea, an ocean. To the all around you is mountains, and here comes the Egyptian army. Probably the mightiest army at that time. And God does this amazing miracle of splitting the Red Sea, and they walk across on dry ground. But here's the problem for them. When God led them out of Egypt, what did He lead them into? What did He lead them into? A wilderness. He didn't lead them into the land of flows with milk and honey. He led them into a wilderness where there was no McDonald's and there was no Walmart to stop and get water, you know. I mean, they were in a wilderness. Okay, it'd be like Albuquerque without aqueducts, amen? All right. That's, y'all have ditches. Albuquerque without irrigation ditches, you know, no Rio Grande and no Walmart, amen? I like Walmart. I've been there several times since I've been back, amen? But the people had become discouraged. It says in verse 4, the soul of the people was what? Much discouraged because of the way. I have pastored for many years, and one thing I know about people is people get discouraged. All people get discouraged. Everybody gets discouraged. Most people on a daily basis deal with discouragement. And these people of God here, who had seen the mighty miracles of God, find themselves discouraged. Discouragement is when a person has lost courage to face their problems. Or they have lost hope to continue. Or they are disheartened or dispirited about something. And these people had become discouraged because of their way. Because the way God had led them. Because of their circumstances, they had become discouraged. Now, sometimes in your life, circumstances, things that happen to you are going to bring discouragement to your heart. Maybe God puts things in your life, or maybe God directs you purposely into a wilderness that will seek to discourage you. And God knew where He was leading these people. He knew that He would take them through the wilderness. At other times, people will discourage you. In the book of Numbers, chapter 32, if you want to turn there, chapter 32, verse 7. Chapter 32, verse 7. It says, "And wherefore discourage ye the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land which the Lord hath given them. Thus did your fathers when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. For when they went up into the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel that they should not go into the land which the Lord had given them." So the children of Israel had left Egypt. They were in the wilderness. God was doing miracles for them, providing food and water, manna from heaven. And they came to the door of the promised land. And Moses decided to send 12 spies into the land. You know that story? Raise your hand if you know that story. And the 12 spies went into the land. They came back with a report. And 10 of them said, "Let's don't go." They said, there's giants in the land. We can't go over there. We can't beat them. And two of them said, we're well able. We can do it. We can defeat the giants. Let's go. But the 10 spies discouraged, the Bible tells us here, they discouraged the heart of God's people to go in the land with their words. And the children of Israel decided that they would not go into the land. And they ended up wandering in the wilderness for 40 years because they were what? Discouraged, and they stayed discouraged. And it was the words, it was the leadership and the guidance of others that discouraged them. They got discouraged because of their way, their circumstances, the things that God had allowed in their lives, they allowed it to discourage them. And then they got discouraged because of the words of other people. There are lots of things that discourage us. And some of you this morning came discouraged. Maybe it's circumstance. Maybe it's somebody in your family that's sick. Maybe it's your job status. Maybe it's a relationship. Or maybe it's somebody's done something to you, or somebody said something about you, or somebody's not what they ought to be in your life. But you've come here this morning discouraged. Or if you're not discouraged this morning, you've been discouraged and you probably will be discouraged. And I want to preach to you this morning on the subject of defeating discouragement. Defeating discouragement. Let me say this to you. To get discouraged is normal. It's normal. Now, I'm not telling you to make a habit out of it. Okay, I would not describe myself as someone who struggles with discouragement. But I understand that discouragement is normal for people. But listen to me. Staying discouraged will destroy you. Getting discouraged is normal, but staying discouraged is dangerous. And when discouragement knocks on your door, when discouragement knocks on your heart, when discouragement comes into your mind, you need to know how to defeat discouragement or it will destroy you. Are you listening to me this morning? Huh? Somebody say amen sometime, amen. Talk to me, amen. I'm going to give you three ways to defeat discouragement. Number one, count your blessings. Boy, that's simple, isn't it? How many times have you heard somebody teach you to be grateful, teach you to be thankful? But it's true, folks, and that is how you defeat discouragement. I went for a walk this morning, and I went on my walk, and I was thanking God for the blessings in my life. I spent time thanking God for the things that I have that nobody can take from me. You can take Walmart from me. You can take McDonald's from me. You can take my money from me. But you can't take my salvation. Amen. You can't take the truths from me that I've learned from God's Word. You can't take God away from me. Amen. You can't take heaven away from me. Every one of us has a multitude of things in life that we can be thankful for. And when you get in the worst of situations, when you get in the worst of circumstances, even when God sticks you in the middle of a wilderness where you're wondering where your water and your food are going to come from, there's plenty to be thankful for. But the Israelites were not thankful. Instead, they stayed in discouragement. And because of that, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and most of them never got to go into the promised land because they did not defeat discouragement. We sing the song, when upon life's billows your tempest tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, see what God has done. Amen? Everybody gets discouraged, but those who stay discouraged are those who are unthankful. Those who stay discouraged are those who are unthankful. The Bible says in everything gets. That means when bad news comes, be thankful. I don't think the children of Israel took the time to be thankful. The time to be thankful. They had seen the miracles in Egypt. They had spoiled the Egyptians when they left. God allowed them to take the wealth of the Egyptians and lead Egypt with the wealth of the Egyptians. He had provided manna from heaven in the wilderness. He had a rock that followed them. He had a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night to warm them. God was working on a daily basis in their lives. And yet, they got discouraged because of the way. They wanted some leeks and garlics and onions. They wanted watermelon from Egypt. Amen?
It's like me when I come back from the mission field, man. You know, I walk around Walmart and I start, man, I want that and I want that. Man, I want that. We can't get that in Africa and everybody else has got that. And man, I have to say, whoa, snap out of it. What are you talking about? You may not have these things, but look at what you got. I'll tell you what, I'd rather have what I got than lay hold on what everybody else has. Amen? And the Israelites, because they did not take time to be thankful, they did not defeat discouragement, and the way got harder and stayed harder, and they were destroyed because of their ingratitude that did not allow them, or their lack of thankfulness that kept them from being encouraged. How do we defeat the discouragement? One, be thankful. Listen, folks, take time every day and be thankful. I mean, look, get out a piece of paper and write down what you got to be thankful about. Find somebody and thank them for something. Write a note to somebody and thank them for something. But take time to be thankful. We say take time to be holy. Take time to be thankful. Number two, pray with others. Defeating discouragement, pray with others who love the Lord. Wednesday night, you have a church service here. And you have prayer time together. Boy, you need to be at that prayer time because you need to pray with godly people who love the Lord. I can't tell you how many times in Africa we have a prayer meeting and I go to that prayer meeting and I may not be very encouraged on the way to that prayer meeting, but I leave that prayer meeting encouraged because I meet with people who, when I ask for blessings, when I ask for praise, they raise their hand, they say, I was on the bus this morning and I got to preach and saw five people saved. Visited my family last week and I got to witness it to them and preach the gospel to them. It's just story after story. God answered this prayer and asked for prayer requests and people saying, pray for me tomorrow. I'm going to preach to this person. Pray for me. I'm doing this. And I just sit there and I go, man, praise God. This is awesome. You need Christian fellowship. You need the prayers of God's people. You need to enter into a time where you get on your knees or sit. I don't care how you do it. But you enter into a spiritual endeavor with other people who love God because it will encourage you. And some of you allow your discouragement to keep you from the people of God. When you're discouraged, that's you much more need the people of God. And I'm a pastor. If my people get discouraged, look, hey, they might come dragging in, but I'm glad they're dragging in because it gives me a chance to encourage them. I'd rather you drag yourself in here and sit on the back pew and do like that than to not come at all. At least I got a shot at encouraging you. Are you with me? I'm going to tell you something, folks. People need you. There's too many people in the church house. They come to church unprepared to be a blessing. They come to church looking for something, but not looking to give something. Hey, you need to come to church saying, man, somebody needs to see the smile on my face. Somebody needs to hear my praise. Somebody needs to hear my testimony. Somebody needs to hear about how good God is to me. Not in a bragging way, but in a way to let people know, hey, God's not dead. Amen? Are you with me? Come to church looking to be a blessing. Pray with people who love the Lord. Do something spiritual with people who love the Lord. And you can defeat discouragement. A little boy said to his mama, he said, Mama, you can't be good without praying. She said, how do you know that, son? He said, because I tried. He said, because I tried. He tried to be good without praying, but it didn't work. You're going to have a hard time being encouraged in the things of the Lord when you separate yourself from the people of God who love God and you separate yourself from doing spiritual things with them. Are you with me? God did not call us to run the Christian race alone. Can I get an amen? I mean, somebody talk to me. Am I preaching the truth up here or not? God didn't call me to run this race by myself. He called us to serve together. Amen? And you can defeat discouragement if you'd allow other people to encourage you. How to defeat discouragement? Be thankful. Count your blessings. Number two, pray with others who love the Lord. Number three, serve others. Serve others. Discouragement most often comes because we are too focused on self. And you get your focus on you, and I'll promise you, discouragement is just around the corner. Someone has said this, a life withdrawn from all service to others loses its meaning. There's a story that happened during the American Revolution of a man in civilian clothing. He was on a horseback and he rode past a group of soldiers who were repairing a line of defense, a barrier between them and the other army. And he saw the men struggling to repair. They were very tired and exhausted, and they were struggling. And he saw their leader standing there shouting instructions to them, but making no attempt to help them. The rider on the horse asked the leader why he wasn't helping the people. He says, "Sir, I am a corporal." And the stranger on the horse said, I'm sorry, I apologize. He got down, he dismounted his horse, and he proceeded to help the exhausted soldiers to repair their barrier. After the job was done, he turned to the corporal, who was too big of a shot, you know, too big of a man to help the men. He turned to them and he said, "Mr. Corporal," he said, "next time you have a job like this and not enough men to do it, go to your commander in chief and I will come and help you." That man was George Washington. Amen. George, I'm talking about the stranger on the horse was George Washington. The general of the army, the head cheese, we say, he stopped and he took time to serve, and to serve those soldiers and be an encouragement. And perhaps he succeeded as a leader and defeated discouragement because he kept a servant's heart. I know the discouragement that comes the way, that comes to the heart of a leader. It's easy to become discouraged when you lead people. People look to you for spiritual leadership. Discouragement will oftentimes try to creep into your heart. And things will come to your mind like, "Well, I don't know if I'm doing any good here. I don't know if I should keep serving. You know, maybe God's not using me." No. You keep serving people because that's what life is all about. And that's how you stay encouraged, is keeping the focus on others in life. Amen? Like soul winning. Soul winning encourages me. Find a place to serve others and be faithful to it. Place your attention on others and you'll be amazed at how you can avoid discouragement. I'm not saying you'll never get discouraged, but I'm saying this is how you defeat it. Be thankful. Pray with others who love God. Get around God's people. Be faithful to the church. Listen to the preaching of God's word. And by all means, be a servant. Someone has wisely said these words. Listen carefully to what I'm going to say. Discouragement is dissatisfaction with the past. It is distaste for the present. And it is distrust of the future. People get discouraged because when they look back, they're dissatisfied. And when they look around, they don't like what they're experiencing. And when they look forward, they don't have the kind of faith to believe in the promises of God. What we need to do is look back and say, "Hey, God, you saved me. Hey, God, you answered my prayers." And what we need to do is look around and say, "Wow, look at your creation. Hey, God, you know what? You're amazing." And we need to look forward and say, "Hey, God, wow, your promises are real. And they are many." Amen? It has been said that discouragement happens because we are unthankful for the blessings of yesterday. We lack the appreciation for the opportunities of today. And thus, we are insecure concerning strength for tomorrow. That's why we get discouraged. It is unawareness of the presence of beauty. It is unconcern for the needs of our fellow man. And it is unbelief in the promises of old. Discouraged. It is impatience with time. It is immaturity of thought. And it is impoliteness to God. That's what our discouragement is. And we need to take time and say, "You know what, Lord? Time to be thankful. Time to think about the good things of God. It's time to be patient with your promises. It's time to believe and have faith." I'll say it to you again. Discouragement is normal. Staying discouraged is dangerous. I don't preach to you this morning. I don't look down at you and say, "Wow, you're wicked," or you're a bad person because discouragement has touched your heart or mine. I say to you this morning, that when discouragement comes, I say to you, you need a formula to get out of it. And you need to think your way to a good place. The Bible tells us in Philippians, I believe it's chapter 4, that whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are, and it goes on listing, things that are pleasing to God. Think on these things. That's what we have to do. And we can get out of discouragement. If you are in the pit of discouragement today, you can get out of it. Okay? But the choice is going to be up to you. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. And I realize sometimes people get depressed for different reasons. And sometimes it's health. And sometimes it's reasons that are not so simple. Okay? But I'm telling you something. I don't believe for one second that God wants me to stay in discouragement. Because the Word of God said to me, rejoice evermore. The Bible says that, or teaches that we're to give thanks in everything. So I can't believe that God wants me to stay in that awful place. I believe He wants me to get up and go on to joy. And you can do it. But you need to have a grateful heart. You need God's people and you need their help. Let people help you. Hey, when you get down, let somebody help you. You know what hurts a pastor the most is when people need the help and they don't ask for it. And then they get in a big old mess. And then they come and throw it all on you and go, now what, can you help me now? And you're going, wow, I wish you'd let me help you when it was small. Now bring your problems after they've gotten big. But boy, I just wish you'd have realized nobody's looking down on you because you're discouraged. The pastor's not judging you because you're having a hard time. You're not going to leave his office. He says, wow, these people, man, they're sorry Christians. I don't know why God. No, man, He wants to help you. You're discouraged. Let people help you. Go to the prayer meeting. Go to the prayer meeting and be humble enough to say to your brothers in Christ, I'm having a tough time. You pray with me. Can you? Who in here would stand in judgment and mock your Christian brother or sister because they revealed their weakness to you and asked for help? Who would do that? I wouldn't. Would you, Brother Di? No, these people want to be a blessing to you. They want to help. They want to pray for you. They don't want to just hear about your sick mom or your neighbor who needs this. They want to know about what's on your heart that you're just a little bit fearful of telling them about because you're worried about somebody judging you. Trust the people of God to be a blessing. Amen? And then by all means, don't stop serving. And if you're not a servant, if you don't got a place in this church to serve, if you're not preaching the gospel, you're not serving other people, That's probably a lot of reasons why you're struggling with discouragement often. Your life doesn't have the purpose that it needs. Amen? Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your love for us. Thank You for the Word of God. Thank You for church. Thank You for giving us the Holy Spirit of God to live in our hearts and to comfort us. Thank You for the Scripture. Lord, we are but flesh. God, sometimes we get discouraged. Lord, it's my prayer, my hope this morning that if anyone here this morning is discouraged, it's my hope that this lesson has been an encouragement to them. It's my hope that they will practice these things and get out of that discouragement. Because this world we live in needs a lighthouse. It needs a group of people with joy in their hearts and a smile on their face to tell them about Jesus. And we need to be encouraged.